A year ago today, 9 men were trapped in western Pennsylvania's Cue Creek coal mine. They were rescued after 77 hours underground. The accident changed the lives of all the miners. The family farm that was used as a staging area for the rescue also has been transformed. From member station WDUQ, Catherine Fink reports.
A sign outside Ron Heilman's house in Gray, Pennsylvania reads, "Little Kings and Queens Daycare." Heilman's in the backyard staining the deck while some of the 26 children enrolled in his wife's business play on a swing set. Heilman is one of the men who were trapped. Heilman's wife won't let him return to mining. He now spends most of his time at home helping with the children.
Helping making the lunch and stuff, you know. I enjoy the kids.
A few miles up Route 985, John Unger is also working outdoors. He's been on his tractor all morning. He hasn't gone back to the mine either. But at age 52, he says he might have to.
Choices, in this area is kind of limited what you're going to do. And I'm not moving at this late stage of the game.
Unlike Heilman, Unger has decided not to join a lawsuit against the owners of the Cue Creek mine. Attorney Howard Messer says the goal is to make mines safer and prevent any of his clients from ever having to go back underground. Walt Disney paid each of the miners $150,000 for their story, but Messer says that money won't last.
Maybe we should just think of this question. How much money would a person pay not to go into that mine on July 24th, 2002, if they didn't know they were going to be rescued?
Lori Arnold and her husband Bill's lives were changed forever last July 24th, when they were awakened in the middle of the night by two mine engineers who wanted to dig a hole in one of their farm fields.
They needed some lights, they needed some machinery. We had an old backhoe and an old skid loader. They were old, but they worked.
For the next 3 days, the Arnold Farm became home to rescuers, miners' families, the governor, and the media. Cameras flashed and drills rumbled throughout the night, and things never got back to normal. Lori Arnold says curious tourists just kept coming, sometimes hundreds in a day. Cars and tour buses have replaced the rescue equipment and media vans in the gravel lot outside. The tragedy changed the Arnold's plans for the farm. Their new warehouse has become a gift shop. Mugs, t-shirts, and lumps of coal are for sale at the entrance. They hope to raise more than $2 million for a monument. So far, they say they've raised a few $1,000s. They say they won't keep the money for themselves. Visitors sit at picnic tables to listen to Lori Arnold's story. Then she invites them to go back outside and look down the hill at the 240-foot hole from which the miners emerged. It's now covered with a metal grate. A visitor from Florida asks about a newly planted semicircle of evergreens a few feet away from the hole.
I just counted those pine trees.
Nine for the men.
Who's the one in the middle?
For God. We gave, honor to God. We just, without him, it would have never happened. He had the choice. I think he was merciful. Great gift.
Amen.
Arnold says leading the tours is her way of giving thanks. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Fink in Pittsburgh.